Britain has legalized so-called gay marriage after Queen Elizabeth II gave her royal assent to a bill earlier this week. The passage of the Marriage Same-Sex Couples Act was strongly opposed by the bishops of England and Wales. Charles Wookie, the Assistant General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference, spoke with us about how the bishops are responding to passage of the bill.
This legislation was first proposed about 18 months ago now by the coalition government, and it was really quite a surprise that they did it. It wasn't in any of the election manifestos of the political parties of the United Kingdom at the last general election. So there was the first concern, really, was the whole process by which this legislation seemed to come before Parliament. And it was then rushed through with a consultation and then legislation, which came into debated in the House of Commons in January of this year. So there was a lot of concern from a lot of people about the speed with which this was done and the lack of consultation and the lack of a kind of electoral mandate from any political party really to bring this new law in. Having said that, what then happened was that it was debated in Parliament, it was voted through the House of Commons, and now after some amendments, it's been voted through the House of Lords as well and was given royal assent yesterday. So it is law which will come into effect in the United Kingdom sometime next year.
Now, the bishops have released a statement with the passage of the law, and it talks about some of the concerns that the bishops still have. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, of course. I mean, the bishops obviously were opposed to this legislation, and their stance in saying that was to stand for the fundamental meaning of marriage that's been there down the centuries and is there in natural law as an institution which does not belong to the church, it does not belong to the state, it belongs to humanity as such. And this is the stance that the bishops took, and they engaged in long discussions with many politicians and obviously in the debate in civil society about this. As the legislation went through and it was clear that there was going to be a political majority in favor of this law, the approach which the bishops took was to work with parliamentarians of all political parties to try and ensure that the legislation protected religious freedom. And there were various concerns about, which are quite technical legally, about the way in which the government had sought to provide that protection. What the government has essentially said is that churches should not be required to perform same-sex marriages, but in the English legal system at the moment, civil marriages take place in Catholic churches for Catholic couples and Catholic weddings. So there's a kind of dual process where the priest would officiate, there would be a sacramental marriage, and at the same time, somebody in the congregation, an authorized person, would sign the legal documentation. So the one service, so it's not like the continental system. In one service, you have both the civil wedding and also the sacramental service. So we wanted to ensure that that system was protected from any kind of legal challenge. Amendments were made in the House of Lords to strengthen quite significantly that protection. So that was a very good thing. And there were also some further protections put through in relation to freedom of expression so that nobody would be subject to any criminal sanction as a result of speaking out against same-sex marriage. So that's also very important, is that the space in civil society for people to continue to disagree about this issue we felt was important. Amendments on education, because in Catholic schools, obviously, the church wishes to continue to teach Catholic teaching. There were some concerns about that, and we did try with a number of members of Parliament to strengthen the legislation there. Those amendments were not passed, so there is some risk there in the future, and it's slightly technical, but the point is that the church in Britain, the Catholic schools have a trust deed which requires them to teach in accordance with the teaching of the church. The Secretary of State has an obligation or a freedom to issue guidance about sex and relationships education, and that includes guidance about marriage. So obviously our concern was that if a future Secretary of State were to issue guidance about what should happen in schools, that could come into conflict with the what the bishops would wish the schools to be teaching. But there were good assurances actually in Parliament about that from the government minister, saying that, well, religious schools have a duty to pay regard to the guidance that's issued, but if they have good reasons for doing so, they don't actually have to follow it. And it's quite important that that's been stated in Parliament, and that does provide some reassurance, which the statement made by Archbishop Nicholson Smith draws attention to.
And finally, one last question for you. The bishops spoke out very eloquently and forcefully against passage of this bill. Now that it's law, what's the next step? Is it simply a fait accompli, or what can the bishops do to continue to offer the Catholic teaching to the world? And as you said, it's not simply a question of teaching, of Catholic teaching, but also something that's beyond the state or the church, and is something that's common to humanity. So what does the church do, and what do the bishops do now that this measure has become law?
Well, I mean, the bishops continue to do what they've been doing before, which is to preach and teach the gospel and to speak with fidelity in a compelling way about it. I mean, I think it's important to reflect on the significance of this legal development, which the bishops, statement notes at the beginning. It is a bit of a watershed in a change of law. And this is a change of culture, and it's happening in the UK, and it's happening in many other countries very quickly. And it's something which is difficult, but requires a careful and serious dialogue and engagement, and to get over and to sustain an understanding of the true meaning of marriage as the Church puts it forward, and to make the reasons for that, the natural arguments, the public law reasons for it, compelling and attractive for people. And if that can be done with people understanding why it is that the Church teaches what it teaches about marriage, and also recognizes that the law needs appropriately to provide protection for other arrangements as well, but that marriage is distinct, then the argument can go on. I mean, this is a change. The law is there. We have to, in that sense, accept that this is now the law of the land in England and Wales. But I think the role of the bishops, and certainly I'm sure they will continue to preach and teach what the Church teaches about marriage, and seek positively to engage with our culture